dictation for Linda Hoffman, HOFFMAN, July 2352. Address as a letter to Angela Jensen, Jensen, PhD, 4639360. Dear Angela, follow up for Mrs. Hoffman with advanced renal failure, stage 4-5, hypertension, small kidneys, prior exposure to lithium, comes accompanied with Mike. Last visit December. I saw her in the hospital in January. At that time, she went home on palliative care. Appetite, fair to low, no reported nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no blood melena. There is soft, loose stools, no abdominal pain, no chest palpitation, increase of dyspnea. I did an extensive review, system being negative. Medication list review, remains on medication for her bipolar disorder. I'm going to highlight bisoprolol. Bicarbonate replacement. Today, blood pressure 150 over 70 on the right side. No respiratory distress, lungs clear. No gross arrhythmia, no gross ascites, no gross edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, May, new steady state, creatinine between 3.1 and 3.4, GFR 14, stage 5. High potassium, metabolic acidosis, high phosphorus, anemia 10.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 5, underlying hypertension, small kidneys without obstruction, prior lithium exposure, presently no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. She has manifested multiple times, no interest on dialysis. We discuss what advanced renal failure means. Dialysis started based on symptoms and GFR less than 15. When a person does not want to do dialysis but need it, the average survival is 7 to 10 days. It's usually very peaceful, passing away as all the functions goes down and the time of sleeping in and eventually coma develop. We will still monitor chemistries to advise about anemia, potassium, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition. We are increasing bicarbonate to twice a day today. She has a large number of pill burden. And again, her objective are more come for care. All questions answered, prolonged visit, end of dictation.